only an estimated 4% of the people in Ghana use the internet, the sector has immense potential for growth and tremendous mass appeal, especially among young people in urban areas. The non-profit organization Blogging Ghana is using internet-based technology to raise awareness among young people about general elections on December 7. The effort is being funded in part by Star Ghana, another non-profit working to increase civil society's involvement in the government. Program manager Ibrahim Tanko says the project is especially popular among university students. He says discussions among students are streamed live on Facebook and Twitter. The social media tools provide venues for the dialogue to continue long after the program ends. Tanko says the sites offer politicians a way to reach the electorate in both a direct and indirect way.
People directly reached and those indirectly reached, in the sense that somebody tweets an information, you also pick it up and retweet, and then a third person picks it up.
Tanko says most young people are apathetic about political rallies. However, social media platforms are helping to move political discussions to them rather than asking youth to attend.
They get involved through contributing, and you hear case stories where people say, well, initially I didn't want to vote, but after having participated in this discussion on education, I think I want to go and make my voice heard.
Another project funded by Star Ghana helps set up early warning systems to check electoral fraud. It combines the use of social media and text messaging via mobile phones. Tanko says in this program, telltale signs about electoral fraud are flagged and sent to security agencies.
So the early warning system is modeled around what was used in Kenya, for example, called the Ushahidi. So it kind of provides a platform where people can send in messages, either via SMS or Facebook or whatever. And if these are verified, then they are collated and sent to the appropriate security agencies.
The project is run by the company Pen Plus Bytes, which teaches journalists how to use communication and internet technologies in their jobs. Most of the country's political parties are also harnessing the power of social media to enrich their debates and win polls. Papa Kwesi Indum of the Progressive People's Party has about 160,000 likes on his Facebook account. Nana Akufo-Addo of the New Patriotic Party shares video from his campaign and encourages party donations on Facebook, Twitter and Google Hangouts. Ghana's President John Mahama has 26,000 likes on his Facebook. But it is uncertain whether social media will have a major effect on the outcome of elections. George Lawson is the Deputy General Secretary of the National Democratic Congress.
We talk of accessibility. How many Ghanaians or youth have access to the internet? And again, most of our communities are not connected to the national grid. So I believe in moving from place to place, reaching out to the people. We've not gotten to where social media would dominate our political activities.
Overall, Lawson says the impacts of social media on the elections will be insignificant considering the low rates of literacy in rural communities. Joanna Mante for VOA News.